A warning for our viewers out there, this podcast is in no way affiliated with MasterChef, its contestants, or the production. Hey guys, this is Chef Kelsey Murphy from MasterChef Season 11, and I am here with my filmmaker friend, Pete Ferrero. We are here to chat about MasterChef Season 13, The United Tastes of America. Each week, we're going to break down every single episode, chatting about the contestants, their dishes, and all of the drama that is sure to come. Hey guys, welcome to The Real Eats. Kelsey here with my good friend Pete, here to discuss all the happenings of the latest episode of MasterChef. We get to go outside for the current episode. It's a grill challenge. What do you think, Pete?
I am so excited for this. I love, you know, we've talked about grilling on a few of these, and now they're like using a gas grill.
Right?
You know, like they're doing the shit us non-chef people have to do, like figure out temperature. I mean,
it brings a whole new element to it. And I obviously some people are going to be super excited about it.
Yes.
And a lot of people are going to be less than comfortable.
The first person I was worried about with this challenge was MD.
Really?
Because I felt to myself, this is a donut maker. I'm not denying that she's obviously has the skill set to be there to cook and to make incredible dishes, but this is such a specific thing that you have to be able to do.
I wasn't
worried about Wayne at all. I was like, he's the master of all grills.
Wayne and Grant. I mean, this sounds really sexist, but like the men, I was like, yeah, they're fine.
Okay, but time out. I also was not worried about Kennedy.
Right. Because
in the beginning.
Right.
She also made an elk dish at one point in her time here. So I was like, any of these people would be fine.
Well, I thought she had it under locks. I was worried about Sav. And I figured Jennifer would be able to like execute it.
I did too, because I feel like she like totally like, you know, made grill pork chops for the kids at some point in her life.
Right. I mean? Yeah. Like she can figure it out. But for some reason, I pictured, and I don't know why this sounds really strange because I'm probably like their same size, but Sav and MD, like I pictured it being like almost like Lizzie, like they can't even see over the grill and they're trying to man this whole like big grill situation. Like that's what was like going on in my head.
I did not have any of that thought.
This is just like, you know, when you're picturing what's happening, I don't know why that was what was going on in my head, but I was like, oh, those two might have a rough time at this.
So, the top of this episode also, Brynn is given the day off and she doesn't have to cook because she won the magical power from last week. So,
she did.
And she gets, a free pass to pick someone to sit with her.
Very interesting.
Well, it is very interesting because it's essentially saying, I want you to be in the top eight with me.
Right. And I find it, I don't know, they've never done that before.
I don't like it, if I'm going to be totally honest. Like, I mean, I'm a Brynn fan, but like, why does Brynn, I get that she should have the magical power, but she shouldn't also like grant her wish to somebody else. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. I kind of, at this stage in the game, I was kind of surprised that they gave that away.
It's like asking Aladdin for three more wishes.
Yeah. I was like, can we do something cooler with the advantage? Like, I don't know, like take someone's propane tank like halfway through and then they have to like make fire and like, or someone
said
to
that,
like someone has to build a charcoal grill.
So totally.
Like that would have been so cool that one person has to do that, or half the people have to do that, and then see.
Having
how
said that, she selects Reagan, and Brynn and Reagan are mad funny on the.
Oh, they're hilarious
on the patio deck. I don't know what we're calling that area, but they. I gotta tell you, watching Reagan watch. Essentially watch MasterChef because she's essentially
entertaining.
Literally, if she did, I would do that every season. They should just put her in the audience permanently to give her facial reactions and her commentating with the other competitors. She gets into it with Wayne a little bit, you know.
It was great. I'm so glad they allowed her to like work the floor a bit. And
hilarious person. And
they were requesting pina coladas, and
right,
it looked amazing.
It looked like the perfect day off. That's where I would have wanted to be.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sitting with Reagan on the on the patio deck.
Some challenges you want to participate in, or like, so for example, Grant had immunity during the tag team challenge, and you're kind of like, oh, like I still want to cook in that because I just want to experience it and like,
well,
be challenged and do it. This one I would have been like, peace, I'm good. I'm going up. I don't need to cook in this.
But having said that, you just brought up an interesting point. Grant picked Brynn in that tag team challenge and kind of made her safe in a way, even though she competed in it. Shouldn't have Brynn returned the favor to Grant?
That's a good point. But she wanted to get rid of, I get it. She wanted to get rid of somebody who she thought was in the middle of the pack. She's playing.
You mean she wanted to take someone that was playing the middle so that one of the big competitors would go.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So.
Well, there's that. I would have picked Sav.
Okay.
And not Reagan. Because I would have felt like, I had a theory, but I totally forgot why.
I probably would have picked MD.
So you would have went the Brynn route.
Yeah, because I would have thought, okay, well, MD I can probably take down at some point.
Yes.
Not take down, because I'm not going to be the one influencing her, but she might mess up at some point again. But I don't know.
It's really interesting.
This stage of the game, you just never know, because anybody can lose on any given day at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I literally was just going to say what you just said. Yeah. I was going to say, once you get to top 10, the shit hits the fan quickly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you've got people that are now, you know,
everybody's
such
good.
Fine
so,
detail.
Yeah.
The best of the best are going to go home.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are middle of the pack, it's likely that your ship is I don't know.
Good one.
Okay.
Excellent commentary. But I know what you're meaning though, because especially towards the end of the season, they always kind of amp up the challenges. Things get really high drama, high stress. And yeah, there's really like no chance for error. Plus, you usually have to take more risks. So
did Wayne contact you?
About?
The t-shirts?
Oh yeah, I just got it from my
You got the t-shirt?
Box. I got the t-shirt.
I haven't gotten it yet, but he did contact me.
Oh yeah, I have it.
I am so stoked.
Should I go pull it out so I can show you?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, hold on. Right
back. What do you got to say? So
thank you.
Our 60-minute chef, Wayne, who I am slowly becoming a huge fan of. What does it say?
Thank you, Wayne.
Oh, he signed
MC13.
It. MC13. I'm gonna put that up on my wall of collections of autograph collections. Need salt is what you got. That's a good one.
Did. Oh yeah. Which one did you pick?
I said whatever you think is best for me to have.
Okay.
Yes. That's a really annoying response. I'm sorry, Wayne.
I was like, this is the one I need.
Thank
you, Wayne. I'm very excited. And I will blast it all over social media for you.
Yeah. I mean, so, but how does people find this again, Kelsey? How do we, you have to go to 60 Minute Chef on Instagram.
Yeah.
And go into his link, my links or whatever the, 60 at 60minutechef.com. I'm sure they're for sale at 60minutechef.com.
He just launched it.
All right.
That's why his post from last week was him launching these three t-shirts.
Half this podcast has become promoting Wayne's t-shirt line now.
I'm excited. They're very nice t-shirts, too.
They're awesome like t-shirts.
And they're soft. They're not like Glidden or Glidden or whatever the, you know, like the normal Glidian or.
Sounds personal.
They're nice. Like,
sounds like soft. You had an experience with a Glidian t-shirt.
Glidian t-shirts.
Where you ripped it off and threw it in the trash or something.
My daughter This is totally off topic, but it's really funny. She, you know, Great Wolf Lodge. Have you heard of
I know
those?
What that is. What is that?
So it's just like an indoor water park place.
I know what it is.
Place where you get like E. coli from, you know, pools. Place where kids get ill. But for her birthday, she's like, I either want to go to Disney or I want to go to the Great Muff Lodge. And I was like, oh, do you now? I do want to go to the Great Muff Lodge.
I have sometimes, you mentioned that I'm a big t-shirt fan. So sometimes I can have a temper with t-shirts. So like one time I got a Snoopy t-shirt and it was a Glidian, whatever we're saying. And I ripped it and threw it in the garbage because it just didn't fit right. I didn't like it. Just felt, it doesn't feel like a t-shirt.
Starchy.
Very starchy. Okay, so Sav says...
and back to the podcast, everybody.
Sav says that she used to visit her dad and have seafood down in the Gulf. Can I tell you something?
Yep.
I really like Sav.
I love Sav.
I just feel something special about Sav. I think she's got a really good personality. She's really fun, you know, and... she's in it and she's trying to make it work and do well. And I love that fight in her. You saw something special when you were there, you said.
Yeah, I think she's finding her confidence. I don't think she ever expected, and she even says that, like, she never expected to make it this far. And I really think she's just starting to get in a stride and figure things out and just trust, like, her own instincts. And today she's cooking from...
yes.
You know, a place that is familiar and comes from the heart and reminding her of her dad. And that always.
She just has heart and fire.
That always turns out really good.
I really like her. Colby learned a lot of grilling from his dad.
Yeah.
That's what he says. And he doesn't want to overcook this. This is tough stuff. So what did you think about Colby when you saw him starting on the grill? And
so I was right away concerned about grabbing the filet.
Mm-hmm.
Just not something you normally throw on a grill.
Something I would do. You know what I mean? As being someone that isn't aware like, of what do I cook on my grill? Right.
Normally, like if you're going to cook it on your grill, like you just throw your skillet on the grill and still cook it. Like, you know, like you
That's very Bobby Flay of you. Bobby Flay used to do that.
Exactly. Yeah. For good reason. He's a professional chef.
Right.
So you know, so I was very concerned about that. And it was just like filet and shrimp, like pretty, like just normal. So I was a little concerned from the beginning.
Everybody right away with the fucking surf and turf. Everybody.
Everybody. They were just going for it, which you is, know? I guess, great. I don't think I would have done that.
But, you know, like some people knew, like, I'm just going to do this and that's it.
And that's enough, and that's it. I'm going to do it perfectly and make a composed dish. I think surf and turf can get really messy because it's hard to tie the two things together.
Yes.
And it starts to get really just busy and overcomplicated, and the dishes just seem separate. So I definitely would have just done one. I would have, like, grabbed a ribeye or New York strip or lamb. I don't know. Any other product. Just I wouldn't have done surf and turf.
I mean, no, well, especially if I saw everybody else doing it.
Right. I was originally excited about Sav grabbing the oysters.
Originally excited. I was as well.
I was. I was very excited. I was like, oh, perfect. Like, you can do, like, Oyster Rockefeller, like, and, like.
This offended all the judges.
It did. I'm surprised. Yeah, they just went after her. But
we'll Joe was that. Just. Put off by it, by all of it.
Not a baking challenge.
Joe was in rare form in this episode. He was fire.
It was.
I love that Joe. That's very like he could fit into the Sopranos. Joe.
He was. He was that very energy. Like, yeah, that like quiet, like.
I have a problem energy. With everyone.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He had a lot of comment. I was like, oh gosh.
I love it.
It's funny
because
I watched it first. And then I re-listened again when I was cooking just to like listen to the comments again.
Mm.
And I just kept laughing every time I would just hear Joe and like he would make a comment. And I'm like, oh my God, he's being such an asshole today.
He was. Well, speaking
But then he was also like, oh, I love being outside and the grill challenge. And then Gordon was
he starts on that note, and then he turns into like a totally different person.
Yeah, he was just ready to shoot it out at them.
Wayne makes a wild comment.
What did he say?
He said, everyone has to cook and not hide up there. He's glad that the immunity pin is gone.
I was waiting for the hide up, like, hide up where? And then it finally hit me, like,
He's talking about Brennan and Reagan.
Well, right. But I think he also, I thought he meant there. Like,
he nodded.
I thought he meant like the balcony, you know, like hide up there.
Well, that is the balcony in this week.
He is talking directly to that. I didn't think about that. And I also thought, like, was he about to say like hide up their ass? Like, that's like initially what my brain went to. And I was like, oh, geez, Wayne. Hey.
The start of Reagan's brilliant commentary. She says, you need to get your steak on there, homeboy.
Oh, right. Yeah. And she was like, it's a thin cut. I got it under control. Like,
oh my God. It was so great.
Yeah. Like, she was like, giving a lot of like, hey.
But you know what I like about Wayne a lot is that he's not there to play nice with everybody and be kumbaya fucking master chef friends. Right.
But he's like, also not like mean. He's
in it to win it. Yeah. And he doesn't care what he has to do to win it. He doesn't like, he is confident and wants to do this. So yeah.
He plays it really well.
But his kindness is masked in a way in rudeness. It's very, is a brilliant sort of.
It's a little passive aggressive.
It's kind of brilliant. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Jennifer's making this, pork chop. She thinks it's anyone's game right now. That's my Southern accent for all Southern people.
Anyone's game right now. Yeah, I love that. I'm bad at accents, so we are not good together.
You in accents?
Oh yeah, mine are terrible. I mean, Saz was in full force this week too.
Yeah, full
when
throttle.
She was talking about, like, because hers kind of like comes and goes, and when she was talking about Alabama, it got real thick.
Kelsey, on that point, I read someone on Reddit said about Sav. They said that the accent comes and goes when appropriate.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
When they need her to play into it, she just hypes that.
I can totally see the producers being like,
"Can you do more Southern?" Like, that's,
well, it's kind of like, well, Autumn's it was very like very legit. But yeah. I think too, when you get like hyped up, regardless, the accents are gonna
totally
come out more. Like, her Boston accent would all of a sudden go like real thick.
One thing Gordon does with Jennifer, I noticed that he does this specifically with her. He gives her like a lot of information all at once. Mm-hmm. And I imagine if like it's a lot of advice, so it's not just like one piece of advice, like it's like 10 things, and you could just see Jennifer like sort of shake her head, like,
yeah,
okay, that's a lot, you know?
Yeah, she was like, okay, I don't, trying to process it and being like, well, where do I start?
Yes.
They are being very helpful.
Totally. They're mentors. It's not about bashing anymore. Yeah. I mean, yes, it is in the judging for sure, but there is a mentorship role that the judges are playing that I like that so much better. You know, look, we'll do a Hell's Kitchen podcast when that, I think that would be fun. We'll have so much fun. And that's a totally different environment, but in this environment, they're definitely mentors. As you said, Bryn wants a pina colada. Yes. I have a question for Bryn. Would she have wanted a spicy pina colada? What would she have wanted?
What's in her spicy pina colada?
Kelsey, if I have a cocktail and there isn't some sort of spicy element, I'm actually put off by it.
Well, I get that for like a margarita or a Bloody Mary. Like, the spicier the better. But what would she have wanted? Pina colada.
Okay, fine. What would she have wanted? What was the cocktail that she would have wanted? She's a cocktail person. She was.
Oh yeah, that's true. She is.
So that's why that's a question I would love to know the answer to.
What's your cocktail of choice when you're out in summer like that?
I mean, grilling? It's definitely some sort of margarita. That's my go-to. What about you?
I'm not like a fruity person, so I love a Bloody Mary.
I mean, that, all right, okay, fine. Or a Bloody Mary.
You're like, Bloody Mary. Oh, yeah.
Or that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm a Bloody Mary. You always order, get Bloody Marys.
I do. A Bloody Mary is my go-to, for sure.
With all of the spice. The things.
But I'm not like a bacon Bloody Mary person. Or like a big giant fucking...
Oh, no. Shrimp. I don't need like a buffet coming out of my Bloody Mary.
I like a spicy, strong... I mean, I feel like having one right now.
That sounds good. Fabulous, actually.
Kennedy is going back in on elk.
Yeah.
I don't feel
risky.
Like Kennedy is having some trouble. I'm worried about Kennedy.
So.
What happened?
I felt very confident with this challenge. I was like, oh, she's got this. She's doing elk. Like, it's going to be fine.
It looked like it
was going to be fine. Although I did think the whole carrot puree thing was kind of weird for a grill challenge.
Yes.
I was a little confused by that whole thing. And I know I'm going to have a lot of people on here bashing me because I did it myself when I was on MasterChef, but we're starting to get a lot of purees coming out of here.
Yeah.
I did it. I know. Like, come at me.
Grant's dish means a lot to him. And he said that he was doing too many cute things over the last couple weeks. Mm-hmm. He was getting too big for his britches. Gordon gives him some advice about oiling it first, right? And then
not to put the salt.
I mean, you know what? My brain was like, this is the problem with every piece of meat I've tried to put on a grill.
You're like, oh.
Yeah, my brain was like, thank you, Gordon.
There you go.
Could have used that earlier this summer.
I am not the grill master, so
I want to be better. I would like to be.
Maybe I just don't do it very often. My dad always did it growing up, and then my husband always goes out there, and I let him do it.
You got to be good at it. It's a fine, delicate thing. Yeah. That's why I was worried about some of the
people. I'm actually very successful when I do it. I just don't do it that often.
By the way, I think Reagan and Bryn both would have been fine with this challenge. Though Bryn,
I do too.
Bryn said she's not comfortable with the grill in one of the other challenges. I think she would be comfortable like with the grill.
Yeah, making
as a one person sort of making her own dish thing, you know.
Who else did we not
hit on? There's more. Well, MD, we talked about.
Well, not really. We didn't talk about what she's actually making.
Right. What is she making?
She's doing the red snapper, and then she's wrapping it in a banana leaf, and then grilling it. And
it looked like it sounded great. Like I would love to eat that.
I would too. And originally I was like, what's wrong with that? And then I understood. Again, I think there's some things like I wouldn't know this for the banana leaf that you have to marinate it.
Yeah.
First. And then her shrimp, she was already like had already cooked them and then was going to recook them. And it was really awkward.
Can I tell you though, I looked at it. So I was worried about it from the beginning. And then I looked at the shrimp and I was like, yo, those shrimp are fucking done already.
Yeah, you could tell. Yeah.
Like they were more than done.
Yeah, you're like those.
What is the plan with the shrimp? And Joe?
I'm surprised. I don't know. I wonder if she could get more or not. Like if she could have, I would have definitely just started over with them or just even not done it. I don't know.
Joe really made me laugh because she's like midway into explaining all her process. He's like, let me stop you right there.
He was like, wait a second.
He just cuts it. He just cuts her off because it looks overdone as already. And he says the shrimp looks overcooked. The snapper looks. He's just like, he just does not want to. Like,
yeah, snapper's going to be dry. You're not going to get any grilled flavor.
Sloppy and everything looks sloppy and unfocused. He's done.
And well, it is one of those things. So in her mind, like she's got a plan and she's just seeing everything. And like, you know, there's so much happening around her. The judges walk up and they can just see the shit show ensuing.
That is your,
and they're
that is
just
your,
like,
that is your grill station.
Yeah, yes. They're like, what the hell? Like, you gotta time out. Like,
yeah,
you need to rethink this. So I did feel bad for her when they came over.
I did too.
Especially because she was, you know, cooking again from her roots. And I get like she hasn't worked with a gas grill and she used to like build fire and stuff like that. But
I mean, supposedly that's what she said.
Well, and even if that's true, you still understand the concept of like working on it's a gas grill. It's
managing
basically just
the
like
heat,
it's just a big skillet.
Heat areas, you know, like the where the heat is, you know. So she So it didn't feel like she had done that before, if I'm being totally honest.
It didn't like look like it. It's probably been a hot second since she's done it.
Totally.
Okay, she talked about like when I grew up, you know, I used to do this.
She was at a party once and saw someone doing it.
Yeah. That's what, a backyard barbecue.
That's what it felt more like.
No, totally.
Wayne is, we talked a little bit about this, but he's making this chipotle rubbed. It looks like the exact thing that I would want to eat if I was at someone's house. You know,
it looked amazing. It was what the grill challenge should be about, because yes, he was highlighting the grill in everything he was doing. He was focusing on like fresh, bold flavors, all the sauces he made. He was grilling all the produce and stuff before it, so we tasted that in every component. I was like, yeah, this guy knows.
This is his week. He knows what's up. Yeah. He knows what's up. And we've seen Wayne struggle in times when he's in a team challenge, right? Like it's tough for him to not be type A, and maybe he comes across a little bit too forward or something like that. But when he's got the master of his own sort of grill, he's going to be incredible. Yeah.
Very, very smart.
You know what some of the competitors or the MasterChef contestants are saying now that listen to the podcast? Hmm. Now that he sent them a couple t-shirts, they love Wayne.
Yeah, now they love Wayne. They got a free t-shirt out of the deal.
No, I mean, I honestly really feel this way. Like, I mean, you know, you watch sort of everybody sort of grow. There's a lot of ups and downs in the competition, and we've had some fun at people's, you know, mistakes that they've made. And, you know, this is an entertaining podcast, so we say things. But like when someone's really like, Sav is improving herself, like you acknowledge it. When Wayne, you know, is going to be really good, you acknowledge it. So that's,
and things are getting serious now. I like it because I honestly don't have a favorite, and I
Bryn is my favorite.
Oh, I know. I like watching it when I don't necessarily have a favorite. My favorite went a long time ago, so now I'm very neutral.
Oh, really?
Yeah, your Kyle. Favorite?
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay, I see your point.
Yeah, he was by far my favorite. He was great.
Oh no, I agree with that assessment. Kyle was hilarious. Kyle could have gotten really like that's one of those you'd love to see him come back for some other season.
Right, he would have taken the show very far. I feel like the ratings would have been fantastic on the show if he would have stayed.
Yes, I agree with that. One thing, speaking about Bryn, I feel like next season we're gonna have competition with our podcast.
Oh gosh,
the Bryn and Reagan show. They need to podcast up next season and go head to head with us, because they are fucking hilarious together.
Well, because they're so different. So and they were great.
It was just,
I think too, they were just so relaxed. Like, what's better than being mid competition, so stressed, and then you just get to sit out there in the sun and watch all your competition be so stressed out and like
there was one point where Bryn does this like expressive thing with her eyebrows as she's sipping on the cocktail, and she's like, next up, let's talk to Sav. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh my god,
this they're like is running so their own talk show.
Yeah, it was very entertaining. Let's talk about this oyster thing. Sav with the grilled oysters.
Oh my gosh. I had high
Joe hopes is offended for it. By this.
Yes, and I didn't think when she said, oh, I'm just gonna put them on the grill and just have them open. I was like, well, that kind of defeats the purpose. Like, you should open them and then put them on the grill and then, you know, like cook them in there and do the thing. Like that would have been better. But yeah, Joe was not happy about it. None of them really were. They were kind of like, oh, well, it's not really grilling.
I love when Arone gets excited about some things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you see Arone when Wayne was going to be making what he was making? Like, there's so much heat with the peppers, and it does the meat. And I was like, oh, my God, yes.
Well, because lots of times when people do that, it's not going to go well, and Arone already knows that. So then he's like, oh God, and he's not that excited. So it's rare to see Aron excited when someone's actually doing Mexican food or those flavors, because
at the time Aron wasn't happy or excited when Charles said, I used jalapeno for color.
For color.
You just told me that you used jalapeno for color. He was so hot.
Well, yeah, it was like the dumbest comment ever. It makes no sense.
That was so many weeks ago. Remember that? The good old days. Grant, his dish looks incredible.
Yes. And so, yeah. And I, are we getting to commentary yet or no?
Yeah, we're at commentary. Okay.
Because they did say, like, there's a lot going on here. You didn't need all this stuff. Although, I love when the judges don't agree. This is, like, the first time it's happened where Aron was like, I don't agree with you. I think it was great. I do too. I wish they did it more.
Because it's hard when you're like, I'm as a competitor, I imagine too. It's hard when you're standing there. It's like, oh no shit, you don't like it either. Like,
right. It would be nice. Thank you.
Oh, okay. You don't like it as well. Okay, fuck. Great. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool,
I love when they kind of
differ.
Go back and differ on like their opinions. And it looked awesome. It's totally a dish.
The reason why we're talking about all these now is because they tasted all the dishes.
Yeah, which is great.
I feel like that always should be a thing, because it really gives a full perspective of what there's so many dishes that I think were made during the season that you don't really know anything about, but maybe they were really solid, you know?
Right. Yeah, it's always like disappointing when you're like, I just put my ass on the line for an hour and I almost died making this and no one's going to try it.
No one gives a shit.
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, they tried it, but like,
not nobody, really. None of us know anything dish.
About, like, none of us know anything about what you did or how it was. But that's also unfair though, in a way, Kelsey, because that's when you get labeled in the middle of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I'm not trying to be in the middle of the pack. You just haven't tried my dishes. So.
Right. No, totally.
I wanted to just say one thing. Colby was at one point struggling with the temperature of his filet.
Yes. His thermometer wasn't working and he literally lost his mind.
Yeah. When would you pull it off?
What do you mean? Like what temperature?
Yeah.
120.
You would pull it off at 120.
Yeah.
Because he was at like 102, I saw.
And he pulled it off?
I don't know. I thought that's what he was doing.
Yeah, no, I would pull it off at 120. It's going to have, you know, like 8 degrees of carryover. Which is, and even outside, it's going to cool down faster. So, I would pull it at 120 and you'll be golden. But he was like freaking, I'm like, bud, you should be able to like, touch
he just
it.
Did the whole speech about the whole, like, he was working on the grill. He spent his time with his dad. And then, you know, then the temperature.
I'm like, you can't just poke a piece of meat. And even from the side, like, they were like, it looks a little soft, bud. Like,
yeah.
And it at 102, it certainly would be.
Back to Grant's dish. Now we're looking at all the dishes. Grant is, I felt like that dish could have been at Kisbaka.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think
he has really good, like, refined plating skills.
But this is like, this is everything we love about Grant.
Did you see you should check out his Instagram, his most recent Instagram video. He did these, what was it? Is it lamb or?
This started so interesting.
I know, sorry, but check out his latest Instagram reel. You can tell, like, that dude knows how to cook. His knife skills were on point. I was like, the video is very impressive. I was like, oh, this guy knows how to throw down.
What he said earlier at the top of the thing was like, you know, he got in his head. He was trying to be too cute and whatnot. And I mean, then
he's getting focused.
Turn on a dish like this, and you're like, awesome. You know, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Kennedy.
Oh, as soon as she cut into that elk, I felt bad for her. It's like that heart sinking feeling. She cut into it and she was like, shit.
Yeah.
Like, nothing to do about it. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it.
I like her so much, but it was
so. And then
so
the plating was
so
weird.
Gray. The plating was so weird. So weird.
I start drawing it and I was like, what are you doing? I was like,
what's going, like, why?
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, obviously, when it wasn't going right, then her head was just couldn't. Put it together.
Joe thinks that the overcooking ruined the dish. The sauce got lost. It's lackluster.
It didn't really just make
sense. Protagonist. What do you say? The protagonist is misguided. Maybe I wrote that wrong. It was like a whoa.
Sounds way too literary to me.
I was like, Joe is really in it here. MD looks like a mess.
Yeah. And the judges weren't sold on it from the beginning, so then that makes it even worse. Like, I don't think it really mattered.
Yeah.
Like, they were kind of like...
Joe says it's sloppy and unfocused. And Aron says it's hard to get the grill flavor out of in the banana leaf. Yeah, I mean, I all of those things are...
How... I get it, but it's also like... Well, yeah, she... It was just like the wrong time and place for that execution.
Yeah,
like you have to focus. The challenge is grill.
Mm-hmm.
Like she could have done that inside. So,
yeah. Gordon says, "Why didn't you just grill the snapper?"
Yeah,
not good.
She wanted the banana leaf flavor. I get it, but
I wrote this down and I wish I had a video of it. I'll try to pull it, but the way Reagan was drinking her drink after they judged MD was by far one of the best things I've ever seen on television.
I need to see it.
Yeah. It like, I don't even know how to describe the reaction, but it was like, if I'm giving a word. Woo.
Yeah. Woo.
It's really good. Go back and watch that. Wayne is confident, but anxious, feeling the pressure. Medium rare, it's perfect. That's Wayne has a lot of confidence. He nailed it. What did you think of Wayne's dish?
Awesome. Like, it looked so good. You said totally something I would want to eat outside, like elevated backyard barbecue. Not even backyard barbecue. It was way better than that.
They gave like real high praise too. You know, each one of them. Aron gave a high compliment, which is such a big deal for Aron to like something like this, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, again, he just used the grill. He played it like a piano.
Yeah, someone said that.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. That's why I said it.
Oh, one of them said that. He should be proud. Good job, Wayne.
Gordon said that, yeah.
Jennifer, I wrote her plating is always spot on. It always looks good.
Yep. Yeah, she's very technical. Her pork was...
Overcooked
a little slightly. Over, yeah. Compared to Grant was the one that had like perfectly cooked pork.
Mm-hmm.
So her pork was a little over. Seasoning was a little blah.
Yeah.
But all in all, still a pretty like well executed dish. She was definitely like, okay, well, I think she's safe. But
they said there was issues with her puree.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as we get further into this competition, where is Jennifer ranking for you? I know Jennifer's a friend of the show. We've had her on here. We like Jennifer. So, I mean, this is just a fair, you know, a fair analysis from the greatest champion of all time.
You know, meaning I see you, her.
You. That would be
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you. I know.
Just
I see her near the top, but not winning.
It is a thing. It is a thing. Like, there are some executed things where you're like, damn, that looks really good. Jennifer is great. And then there are times when you're like, what's going on with Jennifer? Like, at this point in the competition.
Yeah. I'm confident that she will be able to take it home.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. Mm. No. If I had to, like, wager today, I don't think she would take it home.
I agree. Though I think she's incredible.
I like right now I'm very between Wayne and Grant.
It's hard for me to say Bryn right now because she's not competing. So it would be hard for me to be like,
that's true. It's hard on those days because I'm like, oh yeah, you didn't even cook.
Colby, his plating looks good. Joe says the display looks boom.
Boom. Bam.
Emerald? No, Emerald. He didn't say bam. He said boom.
I don't think you can say boom. I think
or bam. Or bam. Yeah.
I don't think. Yeah, I think that's trademarked.
Probably.
Should be. But yeah, I mean, it was very colorful, very bright.
Yeah, Reagan says it looked like it had a lot of flavor. Looks good. She made a comment like that. I wrote, I want her commentary on everything that I do in life. I want to really like. I want to go to the store and pick up eggs and have Reagan standing there watching me.
Just commenting your, yeah. Like, she can just be the commentary of your autobiography.
Fucking hilarious.
I was chuckling at Colby's dish because I did a dish on MasterChef that was very colorful. It was super bright. It was fun. It was like a skirt steak. I loved the dish, and it looked fantastic. But there was a comment on Reddit that said, like, Kelsey's dish looked like a clown exploded all over the plate.
Oh, that's amazing.
I was like, yeah, dude.
Okay, wait, let me ask you
this.
Yeah,
Bozo, like, threw up all over my plate. That's right.
When you came back and did you read Reddit immediately?
Like, after my episodes?
Yeah.
Lots of times. But more so, like, my sister would just send me, like, the comments.
What's the worst thing?
I don't know. I get a lot of, like, the Kelsey's so boring.
I don't see you as boring at all.
Yeah, people always say, Kelsey's so boring, or... The ones that I hate are when, not hate because it's just your opinion, or when, like, right. When, like, they're like, oh, she didn't deserve to win, you know, yeah, like, Autumn was so much better. I'm like, well, how do you know?
Yeah. You didn't taste there. One fucking thing.
Yeah. Like, how do you know? Like, you know,
wow.
That always annoys me.
I don't feel that way.
I know. It doesn't like, it never, it, I was surprised. I can take like, things pretty personally if they're, you know, from people. Same. I know and stuff like that. But I thought, I was like, oh, this is going to be tough to read, bad commentary, and people are going to be bashing me. And like, I get the stuff online. Even now, I'll like randomly get stuff and I'm like, give two
shits. The same thing about when someone makes, when you make a film and there's a review and someone says some dumb shit and you're like, yeah, no, that's not true. You
know, I loved your repost of the bad commentary.
I try to do that all the time. Post, I love bad it. Reviews. Yeah.
That was funny. You're like, this is my favorite of the bad reviews.
My favorite of the bad reviews.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Okay. So then Sav does this whiskey
steak. It sounded so good.
Well, there's a couple things about the Sav coming up. One, she seems so confident.
Ugh. It broke my little heart.
Same.
And that's me and my Southern accent. It broke my heart.
It did to
me
too.
Her heart broken. She was so confident. She was like, this
I nailed it.
I nailed it.
And she also did a cute thing where she like mixed up surf and turf.
Oh, that was so cute.
Yeah.
What's your surf? Skirt steak or a New York strip. And he was like,
Gordon had fun with that.
Yeah. Surf is
it wasn't good though. And it didn't, you know, like the crab did look like mushrooms.
Yeah, it was weird. We need to stop using crab on this show.
Seriously. And crab is one of my favorite things ever.
It is. You just don't touch it. Like, stop messing with it. That's why. Like, where do you ever go that, like, a nice place where crab is actually, like, you just get them in their claws. Like, that's how they should be eaten, with drawn butter.
But I felt that like saying to crab. Like, if I could have been there, I'd have been like, Joe, just be easy. With the comments.
I know.
She doesn't deserve it. She did, because they there was problems also
she
with
took
the
it.
Yeah, there was also problems with the oysters. Yeah. And I just don't like seeing her I don't like seeing her upset. I almost threw my remote.
You're like, I'm upset. I actually too was upset with that, but then I was also like I want to I don't know why she comes across that way of like, oh, don't be
help.
Sav. Yeah. Like, I'm like, no, she is tough. She can take it.
Fucking badass. Yes.
Yeah.
Badass.
So then I was like, no, it's fine. She's got it. And I was like, they're not going to send her home. Like,
I didn't think so. So let's talk about that. Wayne, best dish. Do you know I applaud it?
Did you really?
Yeah. I went, can you hear that?
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
No.
No.
Fuck. Isn't that crazy?
It's so weird. It's just like the mic is like cancels it out. I applauded you, Wayne. And then also, and he's going to have the magic power next week.
Yes.
And I have a feeling it's going to be a big magic power.
I love magic power.
Me too. Grant, Colby, and Jennifer also safe.
All safe. Well deserved by all of them, I thought.
By the way, James never did an interview with us. What the fuck?
I know.
What happened with that, James?
I don't know.
We like him. Like, we've been so nice to him.
Maybe he just doesn't want to be on things public. I don't know. Is he doing other interviews?
I didn't see any.
Okay.
The bottom three of this week. Sav.
Yep.
MD and yep. Kennedy. What did you think was going to happen here with these three?
So I
that
knew
was the right it, bottom. That was the right yeah, bottom three.
It was the right bottom three, and like I hate to say, like I figured out the edit, but like
okay, here you go.
I have figured. I know. I know. I know.
Fucking like, Adobe Premiere right here. Yeah, here she right? goes. Yeah.
But as soon as they interviewed MD talking about. Like her, why she was doing the banana leaf and that stuff. It was like, they always do it at a certain point in the episode, mm-hmm. like near the beginning and blah, blah. And I was like, oh, she's going.
Maybe that's why I was so worried about her from the top of this. Yeah. Maybe I picked up
yeah,
up on that.
I like picked up. Yeah. You might like subtly pick up. So I was like, oh shoot. MD's going home. And then as soon as they said,
by the way, when they send us the episodes, they also send us the images. I never click on the images of who's going.
I stopped. The one time I clicked on the image, it was the wrong image. So
I know. You were like, wait, I forget who it was. They sent us.
When,
you were like,
it was when,
oh my God, so-and-so is going. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I just watched it.
It was when Kendall got sent home to the team challenge. But they sent us Charles's image. And you're so like, I watched the whole thing thinking Charles was going home. And they never showed him like the whole episode. And then the other team won. And I was like, what is happening? What's going to happen? And then like they sent Kendall home. And I was like, God, Jesus Christ, JC.
What are you talking about? And I was like, happened to be like a decent Charles week.
That's when he stepped in for Bryn at the grill and stuff. And I was like, what's he do?
Wishful thinking? Like what?
I know. I was so confused.
What are you doing? Manifesting it? No. Okay. Yeah. So the whispers I wrote were awful this week because they were just right there and saying mean things. Anyway, as you said, the one going home is MD. I did see that coming.
Yeah.
Bright
when they
light.
Said at some point, they said, you know, it's about you know, who like used the grill or like imparted the grill part of the challenge. And I was like, okay, again, they're just the sound bites were hinting.
But they do say when she's one of the best parts of the show of the region that we don't often see. Oh, we have an interview with MD coming up. Right. So
like,
that's
literally
they're just, yeah, they're that someone just entered the room. I was so freaked out by it. I forgot about that part of it. All right. So next week is so sorry about MD, but they did say something. I wanted to say, they said that she brought all the colors. And I think she's an awesome person and seems really sweet. And I'm sorry that happened to her and then she was eliminated. But next week is the team challenge, double elimination.
Oh my gosh. The wall. I love the wall. It is. I loved it. I also had a very successful experience with the wall and had a great partner. I thought it was fun. I was not stressed about it. It was stressful, but fun stressful when I did it. So
I can't wait to dive into it. How hard it is to hear. What
yeah, and I can
like?
Do a lot of commentary on like what it's actually like, and it's super cool. It's a great challenge. I think whoever thought of it is awesome. So.
And then we have some shocking news too next week too about someone else who's not coming on the podcast. So we'll talk about that that next week as well. So
yeah.
Anyway, this was a fun week. Sad to see MD
super
go.
Super fun. I'm really sad to see MD go. I really
you
liked
tried
her. I thought
MD,
she was...
MD's donut.
I know, and her. Her donuts, I still think about them. They were so good. So I'd love to try her actual donuts, like her fried actual brioche donuts that she makes. She needs to put those on
Gold Belly
and get those mailed out to places. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. We will catch you in a few minutes where we get to interview MD exclusively right after her elimination. See you then.